Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The show must not go on. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
They have some ideas for a theme song for my new show. Ron, let me hear what you have.
He's Chevy Chase. He's a heck of a guy. He makes you laugh.
Hold it. Save your butt kissing for your next boss, okay? Fred, what do you have?
I don't know how he got his own show. He ain't very funny, but I guess...
Let me hear yours again, Ron.
Is Chevy Chase a heck of
Chevy
a guy?
Chevy Chase, coming in September to Fox.
He makes you cry.
It's growing on me.
Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase.
The Chevy Chase Show was a late-night talk show that premiered on Fox on September 7th, 1993, amidst high expectations and considerable fanfare, hosted by the legendary comedian and actor Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him. I've heard of him and his reputation.
Spoiler alert, not good.
It doesn't go well.
The show was intended to be a major competitor to the established late-night programs like The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and The Late Show with David Letterman. However, the show's run was short-lived, lasting only 5 weeks before being canceled due to poor ratings and critical reception. Prior to its premiere, the Chevy Chase Show garnered significant buzz, probably because there was significant money being thrown at it at the time. Also, early 90s, I think late night was still becoming like a new thing.
Yeah. And I think they were reinventing who these comedians were. Like Chevy Chase, obviously SNL staple, National Lampoon's, Christmas Vacation, like all of those. He had had such success in these roles, but it's like, I think everyone liked him and he was kind of wholesome. He's kind of the kind of goofy straight man. But we've, again, beyond that, I've also seen people that maybe we thought that too and they did not work.
Chase was a well-known and beloved figure in the entertainment industry. With a successful career in film and television, including his iconic work on Saturday Night Live, his return to television was highly anticipated, and many expected his unique brand of humor to translate well to the late-night talk show format. Probably most, he was still doing the vacation movies into the late 90s. Yeah, obviously, after Christmas Vacation, it was Vegas Vacation in 97. But still, like, people were not like done with Chevy Chase.
Yeah, I also didn't realize this is his return to TV. He'd not done TV since SNL. I don't know exactly when he ended his run on SNL, but I assume it was 10 years or something?
Yeah, probably early 80s. Yes, yeah. Yeah, probably even more, maybe 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
The show debuted with strong ratings as people were very curious. Mm-hmm. What's Chevy Chase like as a late night talk show host? Also, we love celebrities. And also, there was still room. I think there was still a lot of real estate to be had, but it's really only going to be occupied by, as we even know now, there's really only room for a few. And it's anyone's game, sort of, even Chevy Chase's.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, it didn't take long for the cracks to show. Critics panned the show, citing its lackluster writing, awkward pacing, and Chase's sometimes abrasive hosting style.
Does not surprise me.
Those who don't know, or you're not interested, or you want to be interested in knowing, he is a historically not liked person, difficult to work with, even up and through Community, as we're finding out.
Absolutely.
And yeah, the fact that he is kind of like sort of an everyman, but also somebody that is abrasive and a little bit obnoxious.
Yeah.
And even though in the early 90s, that might not have been common knowledge, but, you know, people that have worked with him and behind the scenes are like, oh my God,
boy.
I gotta work with Chevy Chase.
And if we know anything, it's that the culture of a set, it's really hard to shake how the people are at the top, how they dictate creative decision making, how they staff up, how they treat other people. So if you're an asshole, and obviously Chevy Chase is at the top, he's at the top of his film game, he's the star, he's the driver of this project. Like, if he's an asshole, it's going to be very, very hard to work on that show. And also, I just want to talk about Chevy Chase as an actor, too. I think in SNL and his movie roles, it's like he usually has a lot to play off of. And I think talk show hosts don't. They kind of generate that personality.
Yeah. He reacted to the world around him, the weird people around him, as kind of like, I'm the everyman, and I'm reacting to these things. Now he has to almost be the Goldie Hawn's your first guest. What are you going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's like she's not going to. You're not going to react to her weirdness.
Yeah, she's a trained media professional.
Yeah, like, and an iconic human being.
Yeah.
Despite attempts to improve the show, including bringing in new writers, the thing is, like, it's the writers. It's like the show has only been on a very short – the show didn't even last 6 weeks. It's like, you know what? It's the writers. Yeah. It's the writers' jackets. Like, they need to wear different hats. Like, the chair. Excuses. Maybe the chairs
are not – Band-Aid, quick.
Despite all that – and tweaking the format in that short amount of time, the Chevy Chase show failed to find its footing. What was spent and what was done in anticipation for the apparent success people thought this show was going to have is pretty astounding, and we're going to find out after the break. It was reported that Fox paid Chevy Chase $3 million to sign on the show, which is like that's like giving him almost $7 million today.
Yeah.
Just to kind of like, let's give this a shot.
Yeah.
That's not even the part that is kind of mind-blowing to me. Originally, the Earl Carroll Theater, which became the Aquarius Theater. We know it now is the Nickelodeon Theater on Sunset.
That's right. Quiet on Set, anyone?
If you've seen the Nickelodeon Theater, they show the exterior and interior. That's this theater. Bought it, changed it from the Aquarius to the Chevy Chase Theater. That's how good they were. Like, this guy's so good. We're going to film it at this theater, and we have to change the name of the theater. And I wonder if that was like, Chevy, baby.
Yeah, look at us. Look at us.
We're throwing the money at. He's like, I got money. He's like, what if we name this iconic theater on Sunset after you? That's how lost in the sauce everyone was on this.
God, incredible. It's really.
And they had to change it back to the Aquarius in a few weeks. That's so
incredible. I did not know. That is so wild.
That's the part of this that really kind of...
Well, it speaks to how ridiculous... It really... If you want one example of this episode that is like one small piece of the puzzle that really showcases the spirit of it, it's that.
We actually... I believe we did another episode about the Chevy Chase roast. That was... very depressing.
Yeah.
He couldn't even get people to go on and do it. He had to, like, he couldn't even get, that's how disliked he was. It actually made me kind of feel even villains like that deserve a tiny bit of, like, that really sings. But the thing, it's not like he was like, I learned from that. I'm going to be a cool dude. No, got worse.
No.
Got worse.
No. And also, like, how many people do you have to piss off over your long and incredibly successful? People want celebrities to be hero. Like, this is not, you're set up to be liked as a celebrity. You're set up to be adored, to be envied, to be emulated.
I think all the times, they didn't really change a lot, but I think the thing of like, I can just be the jerk I was. Remember the jerk I was in that sketch? Remember how jerk I was here? Hey, you jerk. Jay Leno and David Letterman have something as who they are that Chevy Chase does not and shouldn't have to have that, but you need your own thing.
Yeah.
And you got none of those things.
And people want to access those hosts. They want to see those hosts in themselves. Like even like Fallon and Kimmel, like all these people, it's like, oh, they see, kind of like an everyman. And it's like, though Chevy Chase checks all the everyman boxes, when you're seeing someone in that context, you really, you see them, they're not playing them. They're not playing anyone. They're playing themselves. They're playing themselves.
And I think those hosts are very excited about who's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, there might be some light, whatever, but they're generally like, I'm a fan of you. For whatever way I want to display it, I'm a fan of you, and I'm going to show it on the show. Chevy Chase is not like that.
No.
He's like, I'm the star.
Yeah.
Like, you're interviewing me almost. That's kind of the vibe I got from the little that I watched. The show was plagued by production problems and conflicts. Reports surfaced of tensions between Chase and the show's producers, as well as clashes with network executives over the direction of the show. They were probably like, hey, we've been doing this for a long time. We know what to do. And Chevy's like, I've never done it. I know better. Do you think that's probably how the conversation went?
Oh, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to shut the fuck up because you're Chevy Chase.
They just did weird things that just didn't add up. It didn't make sense. there's a lack of cohesion and consistency in the show's content, further alienating viewers. It would change week from week because mm-hmm. it was just like, we tried this once, it didn't work. No, let's try something else. Mm-hmm. As the weeks went on, the show saw a steady decline in ratings. Viewership dropped significantly, which sometimes you get a little bit of a drop, but I think it dropped a lot.
Yeah.
And they said the show had a lack of quality. On October 7th, 1993, just 5 weeks after its premiere, Fox announced the cancellation of the Chevy Chase show. The final episode aired on October 1st, 1993. Here's a few reviews. This is from the Austin American Statesman. By the end of the hour, it was starting to stink. We're talking dud here. A painful-to-watch disaster of epic proportions. Do not mess with Diane Holloway from the Austin American Statesman.
Wow.
This is from the Orlando Sentinel. The program, a flop sweat fest. If there ever
flop sweat fest?
If there ever was one. Was so pathetic that Chase was reduced to making lame jokes about his own demise, and no one was laughing. Joy Boyer or Boyar from the Orlando Sentinel.
Damn.
The Chevy Chase show is often cited as one of the biggest failures in the history of late night television. Yeah. Despite the high expectations and the considerable investment from Fox, the show was unable to find an audience.
Wow.
Maybe there'll be a third Chevy Chase one we do.
Well, I keep thinking about making playlists, like haunted episodes, music episodes. And I'm like, are we like creating like a Chevy Chase playlist too?
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, baby.